As you might have noticed by now, today is Youth Sunday and Acolyte Recognition Sunday. And this morning, two of our seniors, Tessa Braferio and Jesse Heiss, will be offering reflections on today's gospel.
Before I officially start, I would like to make a promise to the church. After having done this sermon, I promise from now on to pay attention during the sermons because it was really hard to do this. So I'll pay attention now. Good morning. I'd like to introduce myself to those that I haven't met before. My name is Tessa Braferio. I'm a senior at Berkeley High School, and next year I will be attending Occidental College. I started attending All Souls Parish about 10 years ago when my parents wanted to involve my brother and I in a church community that was less strict than that of my dad's upbringing, Catholic upbringing. My family and I found an instant connection with All Souls Parish, and we have been active members ever since. When initially approached by Kristen and Brian about preaching for Youth Sunday, it is clear to me now that I obviously didn't know what I was getting myself into. As a base structure to build our sermons off of, Kristen and Brian suggested that we focus on a verse from today's gospel reading. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. This was an especially tough verse for me to work with because I'd never really thought about how I know God and how God knows me. On a side note, this week I had an AP statistics final, AP environmental science final, an English paper due, and my league swim meet, all of which were less stressful and less difficult than writing this sermon. Because this whole time I've been trying to figure out how someone like myself, who doesn't know what she believes in, would preach to this parish about who God is to me and who I am to God. It is extremely difficult to preach about something like God and faith that I want to believe in, but I'm not sure if I actually do, and I'm not sure what believing in God means to me. Though I do consider myself a religious person, I have pretty much no idea who or what God is to me. Honestly, I don't even know much about the Episcopalian faith and how it differs from other Christian religions. But there is some overpowering mystic spirit that has brought me back here to this particular church for the last 10 years. My mother, being the helpful person that she is, showed me an article about religion that stated people are not looking for a dogma or a doctrine, but for a transcendence from the everyday. Being regularly surrounded by a community that shares your convictions and reinforces them through literature, art, and ritual is incredibly powerful, and yes, spiritual. This article helped give me the confidence I needed to preach to you all today, because it made me realize that it doesn't matter really whether I'm clear on who God is, but the fact that I'm moved at all is reason enough to be a part of the God-seeking experience. For me, my faith and religion lies in this community and the people that make up this parish. The faith and belief that I've seen in others, even though I don't feel as strong of a connection with God, or possibly any at times, has encouraged me to reflect and dive deep within myself on a religious level to find answers to the many questions I have concerning religion. Seeing parishioners stand up, arms spread, pouring out their passion and faith in Christ makes me want to feel that emotion, whether it's through God or something else. Don't worry though, I'm not a total lost cause. The music that I've grown to love at All Souls Parish is guaranteed to move me on any given Sunday. I probably feel the closest to God during communion when the service is at its prime in the musical element. If I had to express how I know God, it would be through the verses and the voices of this parish when singing, "I am the bread of life." That song makes me know I have faith. In what? I'm not sure. But I'm curious as to how the lessons and perspectives that I've received from this church will be helping to strengthen my belief in Christ in the future. Unfortunately, I will be leaving this church next year. My feeling about going to college and God are very similar at this point. I'm really excited about growing up and taking a huge step in developing my academic, social, and religious aspects of my personality. However, I also don't know what to expect for next year. I will be at a new school in a new city with possibly a new outlook on religion. No matter what happens, though, my heart will be grounded in Berkeley and in this church community because my closest friends and my strongest values come from the people sitting in these pews and from that little brown book, which I will hold within me forever. Thank you.
For some reason, when Kristen and Brian asked me if I was interested in doing the sermon for Youth Sunday, I volunteered immediately. I thought it would be fun, and I thought it would be easy, and I will never make that mistake again. Let's face it, I'm a second semester senior, and asking me to do my homework is a stretch. But there is no way I can back out, especially after being approached by several members of the congregation who were eager to hear what I have to say. Whenever I read the Bible, I never quite know what Jesus means. He talks in stories like Aesop's fables, and he lived like 1,000 years ago in some far-off land. Asking me to read the Bible was like asking me to read Jane Eyre. I just wasn't going to do it. And I'm not a theologian, so you can understand why it's difficult. However, after reading this passage, I definitely understand the part about the other sheep who do not belong in the fold, because I think he's talking about me. Lately, I've been hesitant to call myself a Christian because I make God a really low priority in my life. I come to church to see my friends and sing some good songs, but as far as gospel and the sermon and the whole religious aspect went, I didn't really take much interest. The things I enjoy most are people, music, and really spectacular views, in that order. When I first sat down to write the sermon, I felt hopeless. My faith in God was not remarkable, and I figured that was probably one of the first qualifications for giving a sermon. Brian and Kristen encouraged us to speak from the heart about how we've been and although I can't say I get all juice for Jesus when I'm sitting in church and reading my Bible, I think I experience God through the things I know best, which are music, people, and really spectacular views. Music is essential to my life, and I know a lot of teenagers say that, but maybe it's true for all of us. Good music, it's just an indescribable sensation when you like a good song. There's a quote that my friend has on her Facebook page, and it goes like this. The nicest thing about a really good song is that you can have the best minutes of your life over and over again. Those are probably the best words I can find to describe how much I love hearing music. The first song I remember really falling in love with is Baba O'Reilly by The Who. When I was about 11 years old, it was the first song that really struck my attention, and I was overcome with such powerful emotions, it's hard to put into words. So from a young age, I've been able to experience God through music, whether it's from the mouth of Robert Plant or when we're all belting out Bread of Life during right here in church. Spectacular views may be considered an odd choice in the list of top three favorite things, but when it gets right down to it, the reasoning is plain and simple. Spectacular views, whether they be mountains or sand dunes or city skylights, they are just so aesthetically pleasing. I can't resist. There's a remarkable sense of elation I find when I get out of a car up on Grizzly Peak and see our gorgeous city, or when I look out my window when I'm up in a plane and see the clouds below me. Recently, my friends and I have been hiking around Sibley Regional Park a lot. If you've ever been there, and if you've never been there, I suggest you go. But if you have, it's probably one of the finest treasures of our city. There are rolling hills and wildflowers, and it looks like it's a set from The Lord of the Rings. But it's only a few minutes away from downtown. The sights I see from inside that park are something to behold. Nature is the most straightforward, easy way to know that God exists. If you believe in the creation story, or even if you don't, there's no denying how lucky we are to have this planet. People are my favorite for obvious reasons, and if it weren't for the people I've met through my life, well, I can't express how different I'd be. The people I've met here at All Souls especially, they're some of my closest friends and most valued role models. So I guess the Good Shepherd comes in many different forms.